Trump vows to abolish every Biden COVID mandate. Rehire every patriot fired from military with back pay. By Hannah Blow on November 16, 2022. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday vowed that his administration would root Biden's radical left ideology out of our military and abolish every coronavirus mandate. Rehiring members of the military who lost their jobs due to the rules. As Commander-in-Chief, I will get Biden's radical left ideology out of our military, Trump said during his 2024 announcement speech Tuesday evening at Mar-a-Lago, where he unveiled his national greatness agenda. And I did. I did, and in the first day they put it back. They signed the executive order and they put it back. It was gone, Trump continued, vowing to abolish every Biden COVID mandate and rehire every patriot who was fired from our military with an apology and full back pay. Trump emphasized that those American patriots who were faced with the choice of getting the jab or losing their jobs in the military deserve both an apology and full back pay due to what the Biden administration has put them through with coercive mandates. Several members of the United States military expressed grave concern after the Pentagon issued a vaccine mandate for United States service members under Biden's administration. At the time, Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, introduced a bill to prohibit any requirement that a member of the armed forces receive a vaccination against COVID-19 and held a call with members of the military who expressed concern over the mandate. There was a lot of indirect pressure to be vaccinated before it was even mandatory. And that's coming from our peers and especially during our basic training where the people in charge of us were always making like indirect comments, a cadet at the Air Force Academy said during the call, noting that there was always an underlying kind of bias if we weren't vaccinated. We get a lot of pressure from our commanders, and they tell you these sob stories to heavily persuade you, and it's borderline harassment, one Air Force member added, as Breitbart News detailed. Another active Air Force member expressed concern over the coronavirus narratives offered by the establishment media and said he has served for 5 years but will leave if he cannot get an exemption. That could result in a dishonorable discharge, he said, adding, "You truly don't know what the situation would be. That's basically putting us in the same category as rapists and killers, which I think that's insane," he said of the possibility of getting a dishonorable discharge, noting that it makes one basically a felon at that point. "They're basically saying we're felons, which I think is crazy," he added. The Pentagon in September said it was sticking to the coronavirus vaccine mandate, despite the fact that President Biden infamously deemed the pandemic over. At that time, over 100,000 active service members faced discharge due to the mandate, according to Representative Mike Johnson, RLA. However, the requirement will not stand in a Trump administration, the former president vowed in his Tuesday speech.